10:05, welcome back to the Chad Acey Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Online at KFYO.com and the Radio Pup app, absolutely free to download. And you can listen to KFYO programming wherever you go. Open line Friday, but right now joining me in studio, the last of the candidate interviews that we will have until right before Election Day, most likely. Joining me in studio, Council candidate for District 3, Jeff Griffith. Welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Chad. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming in, and let's kind of talk about how the campaign's going. You're out there doing a lot of block walking. I know. What are you hearing from residents in District 3 that they're concerned about, that they're talking to you about?
The major concerns that most of the citizens I've spoke with are two. Number one, water. And number two, LPNL, and their concerns, and obviously the previous history we've had with that.
Well, and I mean, that's going to be, looks like an ongoing concern among many. Obviously, with LPNL, there has been a lot of infighting. There's been a lot of fighting between the city council and LPNL. Going forward, we have to come up with a solution as far as energy goes. What's the plan? And if you're elected, how do you tackle all these issues? As far as LPNL goes,
Chad, LPNL, really, I like the way that we have a separate utility board. If you look at the past LPNL, you know, we've had really not that many issues with LPNL until the past about 18 months. And I think that because it's such a specialized business, that it's great to have that citizen board that is more micro-focused on LPNL than having it under city council where there's so many other issues. And it's a $260 million a year business model, if you will, that we need to make sure, you know, our number one priority as we go forward is to, I mean, number one is to give our citizens the lowest cost of electricity. And this is a huge, huge looming issue with power generation, and obviously that clock is ticking on 2019. Now, will the lights go out in 2019? We need to make sure that everyone understands, no, it won't go out, but our electricity sure could go up.
Yeah, and that's something that is going to be a big focus going forward. Do you think that there needs to be, though, when it comes to the city council, there's been complaints from citizens, I think, in the past, and you know, it has been brewing even more so with, you know, the controversies that have been going on, the questions that are asked, okay, who runs who? Does LPNL run the city council? Does the city council have any oversight when it comes to LPNL? Does there need to be any clear definition? Does there need to be any change in management style or oversight, in your opinion?
Chad, the way that it's designed, I believe, is good. There are some overlapping issues between city council and the EUB, the our utility board. However, really, the charge of the city council is budgetary. Mm-hmm. And they really, the city council should be with a fine tooth comb looking at every nuance of what LPNL puts out there. And obviously, there's some things that has passed that shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in our history, we can talk a lot about what's wrong, but a lot we can do is to, going forward, is to make sure that we've got the right people on that board. Let's that's a citizen. Those folks are doing that for no dollars.
Right.
They're doing it out of the, we had some great members on that board, and we've got some new members, and the charges for those folks are, it's very serious as we go forward with this.
Do you think it's more of a management issue than it is an electric utility board issue?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So it sounds like you would maybe be in favor of changes at LPNL, not necessarily with the utility board, the electric utility board, but changes within management over at the,
yes,
Lubbock Power and Light. Okay. Taking a look at water, you brought that up as another issue going forward. Cost of water bills, it appears as though they're going to keep going high. When it comes to water and trying to save money, they're trying to conserve, what we have, of course, dealing with having to spend money on more pipelines, everything else. What is the future? If you're elected, what does the future look like when it comes to water?
We need to first admit that as West Texans, we've been somewhat lax or rogue with water. Some folks have been on board for many years and really talk about conservation, truly practice conservation, because it's not, I mean, we're not going to come out with lower cost water. And obviously, that what if today's rainfall, what if 7 inches of rain a year is the new norm?
Right.
What if we never get back to 20? So, my point is that my recommended solution is we should reward, we got to get down to their pocketbooks. Everybody's pocketbook, that changes behavior.
Mm-hmm.
If we will reward or rebate for low water usage, and there's many avenues to do that with. One of my opponents recommends harvesting rainwater, which is a great idea, but in a drought, that's never going to work. There's many ways of doing it. You can, this sounds self-serving, Chad, but, I'm in the appliance business, and high efficiency washers save many gallons per load.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not just trying to sell appliances. My point is that we've got tankless water heaters. We've got zero scaping. We've got low usage toilets. We really have got a lot of ways to save water, and we've got to change behavior. And I think by rewarding citizens for that good behavior, that is the best way we can go forward.
If a homeowner went to zero scape, under an idea that you have, if a homeowner went to zero scaping, they'd be saving. City would cut them a deal, cut them a break when it comes to water.
Yeah, just because you're getting to a point where you're, and I don't know the ratio or the formula yet, but I do know that their water usage is going to go down anyway.
Right.
My particular home, I zero scaped several years ago. And it's saved a bundle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's incredible how much difference there is.
We'll go ahead. We'll take the break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Jeff Griffith, running for City Council, District 3. We've got a lot of other issues to get into, and your calls as well. If you have a question for Jeff Griffith, you can give us a call right now, 770-5790, toll-free, 1-800-687-0790. We'll be right back. Back on the Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Jeff Griffith in studio. Candidate for City Council in District 3. And Jeff, earlier I had on Larry Driscoll, and President at West Texas Home Builders Association. And those who are going against you, running against you, your opponents, maybe one more in particular than the other, have taken a few shots at you about taking a lot of money in the campaign. You look at another campaign that's out there in District 5, you've got the same scenario that's developed. You've got people who are raising concerns about money in politics. West Texas Home Builders Association gave you $1,000, and they're saying this is a bot vote for the West Texas Home Builders Association. Respond to that and talk a little bit about the donations that you've received.
Thank you, Chad, for bringing this up. First of all, I'm a member of the West Texas Home Builders Association, have been for many years. And so I guess maybe I'm buying my own vote. Is that? But really, the deal is, yes, I did get $1,000. I'm very honored that I was awarded that. And I do need to announce also that I received $500 from the Lubbock Apartment Association. So those are the only two real PAC dollars. And I'm very proud that, and the major thing that people need to realize, Chad, is that out of 138 contributions to my campaign, 121 of those are Radiolab customers. Those are customers of my business. Mm-hmm. And I'm very honored. I mean, some of the, you know, over three decades I've been there, and these, a lot of these folks go back that far with me. And I'm honored that they have that much trust in me that they're giving to me. These are my customers and friends for many years. And I'm very proud. And really, if you think about it, the other candidates are, I mean, it takes money to run a campaign.
Sure.
And they are out there, raising funds themselves. We did not have a fishbowl that we put money in and, don't know who gave it to us. All of ours is listed. It's an open record. We'll be more than happy to show it to anybody. We've gotten them from college students, $25 up to, I mean, all walks of life have given to us. We're very proud of it.
Let me ask you this. And if you're elected and you're serving on the city council, annexation comes up. And at the same time, there are those who are protesting annexation and saying, okay, well, we need to take care of what we have. We have water issues that are facing the city. Do we really want to annex another part of town? We have 82nd Street that needs to be repaid. We have 50th Street that needs to be redone. Hey, we still have 34th Street over here
yes.
that hasn't been finished. How do you weigh that when you've gotten a campaign contribution from the West Texas Home Builders Association? They might be pushing for annexation. How do you weigh those two?
Let's be real accurate of what a city council person does. The faith and trust of the citizens that vote me in is who we are responsible to. I'm responsible for District 3. I'm responsible for the whole city. Each individual citizen deserves even representation in this city. This is not about somebody giving $500 versus somebody that haven't given a dollar. Mm-hmm. The way our city government is, we represent all the people. And there is not an issue there. We're going to, I mean, as far as my votes, I'm going to vote for or against the issues as needed. People that have trust that I can do a good job, I'm honored that they've supported me. But I'm there to do a job for the whole city. And District 3 will obviously be my priority.
Right. Visiting with Jeff Griffith, running for city council in District 3. Let's take a look at when it comes to taxes. This is a very unique race. You have one candidate who has said, I will absolutely not vote for a tax increase unless there's a bond election and the people support it, will not vote for a tax increase. You have another candidate in the race who says, we may need to raise taxes. We may need to do that 2, 3, 4 times in a row. We may need to raise taxes. Where's your philosophy on it?
Raising taxes is the very, very last thing you ever want to do in an emergency. Now, this is my and I don't want to wear folks out about this, but this is the facts. If we're going to spend upwards of $700 million on a power generation plant, our citizens need to understand we've got looming future debt possible mm-hmm. issues and water. My goodness, the last thing we want to do is burden our citizens with any tax increases. That's not a good idea when we've got to look long term. So, I believe that we should not raise taxes at all. I think tax increases, our citizens are, I mean, they're fed up with it. We've had too much of it already.
Right.
And, I'm totally against it.
When it comes to other issues, city council have obviously been looking at when it comes to synthetic marijuana. They've been taking a look at that. When it comes to texting while driving, they're taking a look at that. Payday lending, another issue that they're taking a look at. We brought up the last time you were in about an increase in the smoking ban here in Lubbock. It seems as though city council may be taking on a lot of this. Hey, big government's going to look out for you. Where do you come down on some of those issues, and where do you separate the big government from this is something that we absolutely have to do to protect people?
the synthetic marijuana issue is a serious health issue, and health professionals will, I mean, they can tell you this is a very serious issue. We've seen it harm many of our youth. That, I think, yes, I think we step up to the plate. I'm all for that. Being a small business owner, I believe in less government. I do think that, like I told you last time, my father died of lung cancer, and it's a tender issue with me. I think we should be, people should be allowed to live their life. If they want to, eat unhealthy, I mean, it's a personal choice. If they want to smoke, that's a personal choice. Mm-hmm. So, that's the way I feel, and that's the way I believe. And, as you can tell by my diet, sometimes that, I'm the proof's in the pudding, baby.
Well, so no increase in the current smoking ban.
No.
Is what you're saying. Okay. Well, when it comes to payday lenders, this is something that city council, the guy you're hoping to replace is bringing up payday lenders. What should the city council do? Because you look at other cities, there's been threats of lawsuits over this. Right now, there are, I believe, 5 Texas cities that are being sued by payday lenders because they've enforced restrictions. Where would you go on this?
I respect Mr. Klein's initiative there. I really think that should be held off. I do not think that we should do that at this time.
Because of the threat of lawsuit?
I think that... Though, you know, we have the ability to, and I understand that some folks are having difficulties. I feel bad for them. I really do. Mm-hmm. We have severe issues with some folks. But honestly, those businesses sometimes perform a service.
Right. And it seems as though that's what the mayor was trying to get across as well. Let me ask you this as we start to wrap up. Those who are looking at this race, it's a very contested race. There are, I'm sure, many of those who are still undecided in this race. Early voting starts on Monday. How do you separate yourself from the other candidates in this race for District 3?
Chad, I am the only one in the race that's a lifelong citizen of this city. I am a small business owner, but my business experience is beyond my other opponents in that I've been on national boards that voted on over $1 billion decisions in boardrooms and oversaw retail stores of over $14 billion worth of retail in the North America. But the reason people should consider voting for me is because I'm a great listener. I'm a truthful man, and folks need to understand they can trust me. I have proof in that with my business experience in Lubbock, and I hope everybody will come vote for me.
All right. Jeff Griffith, appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Chad, for having me on.